I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Friday, September 1. Coming up, security forces to be held accountable in special zones. Procedures outlined for media personnel covering zones of special operations and persons with pink eye being reminded to avoid public spaces. The news in detail after this message.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is assuring that the government is taking a strategic and deliberate approach to the implementation of the zones of special operations. Addressing a press conference Friday morning, Mr. Holness outlined that the zones are envisaged as a long-term crime management initiative and will be implemented after careful deliberation about how they will achieve this objective.
The zone is not designed to be a reflex response to flare-ups. The zone is very strategic, so it is looking at the recent historical data of crime activities in the community. Citizens who are at this point very anxious to see action in their community should maintain their hope and faith because there will be other zones declared in short order.
Prime Minister Holness adds that the government is moving to ensure a suitable framework is in place to avoid the challenges faced under similar initiatives, including human rights abuses and lack of forensic accountability for weapons. Meanwhile, several measures have been put in place to ensure members of the security forces can be held accountable for their actions within zones of special operation. Prime Minister Andrew Holness announced that all security personnel will be required to wear name badges. Additionally, the ballistic signatures of weapons and ammunition to be assigned to members of the security forces are to be registered with the Institute of Forensic Science and Legal Medicine.
The National Security Council took the deliberate decision to carefully sequence the implementation steps as we learned from past mistakes. We also wanted to ensure that we complied with the legislative requirements.
Mr. Holness reiterated that officers from both the Jamaica Constabulary Force and the Jamaica Defence Force have received training in human rights and use of force and community development initiatives. A media protocol has been designed and disseminated to be adopted by stakeholders within designated zones of special operations, ZOSOs, as part of efforts to ensure safety, transparency, accuracy, and timely dissemination of information to the public. The protocol outlines that once a special zone has been declared, a communication unit will be established for all information and media-related activities during the operation. Information will not be deemed official until it's verified and confirmed by the communications unit. Civil Military Corporation and Media Affairs Officer, Jamaica Defence Force, Major Basil Jarrett, says the unit was established to bring structure to the reporting process and reassure the public that there will be transparency during the operation.
This interaction with the media is not required by law, but it is something that we see as an important part of establishing that level of openness and trust to help build the community confidence.
Only accredited media personnel will be allowed to enter the area during a curfew or cordon. Accreditation of media houses and journalists for access to the zones of special operations is being conducted by the Jamaica Information Service, the JIS, in consultation with the ZOSO Communication Unit. And the Health Ministry is reminding persons with pink eye symptoms to stay away from school, work, or other crowded places until the infection clears up. Viral conjunctivitis, commonly called pink eye, is redness and swelling of the eye that may be due to infection or irritation caused by viruses. Symptoms include red, watery, itchy, and/or burning eyes, grainy feeling in the eyes, and hypersensitivity to light. Acting Director of the Health Promotion and Protection Branch in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Beverly Wright, says children are especially vulnerable to getting pink eye. Most persons will recover from pink eye within 7 to 10 days without medical treatment. If symptoms last longer than 10 days, persons must seek medical care. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.